Hello everyone, welcome back to Kathapotli, the story box for everyone. Today I will tell you a story and the title of the story is The Healthy King. Now once upon a time, there was a king by the name Prasannajit. King Prasannajit of Kosala loved many things. He loved his wife, the intelligent queen Kalandi. He loved his daughter, the feisty princess Vajira. He loved his pet parrot, Shri Totaramji, and his rare purple roses in the royal garden. He loved a good meal, music played by the official veena player of the court, and a good paan after dinner. But what he loved the most was to go hunting in the thick jungle that lay at the outskirts of his kingdom. No, King Prasannajit was not at all evil king who would love to hunt and kill innocent animals. No, he was not like that. All he loved to do was to capture wild dogs and wild horses. During each of these expeditions, he and his royal team of soldiers also carried medicines and food for injured animals in the jungle. The royal doctor would gently tend to all injured or unwell animals, large or small elephants, tigers, deers, puppies, birds. In fact, Princess Vajira believed that the animals in the jungle waited for the royal party. If King Prasannajit was successful, he would bring back the best horses to join the other beautiful stead he had in the royal stables. He loved these expeditions so much that he would be in a good mood, humming and whistling to himself 5 days before a chase. And 5 days after a trip to the jungle, you could still see him grinning to himself and fussing over the new horses that had joined the royal stables. On expedition days, he left his party of soldiers at a daybreak, returning only at sunset. Once, during such a trip, the king noticed some plump, luscious mushrooms growing in the jungle, and he asked his soldiers to pick some and took them back to the palace. At the palace, the royal chef cooked these up in a yummy mushroom and onion curry. Prasannajit's mouth began to water as the beautiful aroma of the mushrooms wafted in from the royal kitchen. "What is chef cooking tonight?" asked Queen Kalandi. "Mushroom curry," replied the king, waiting for it to be served. The mushroom curry was scrumptious and the king ate most of it. He ended the meal with a loud burp. "Chef, make us the same curry for dinner," he demanded, rubbing his belly with satisfaction. This time around, the chef made it with a delicious peas pulao. The king gobbled it up along with the curry. To finish off the meal, there was a delicious kheer. He polished that off too. And yes, you guessed it, he asked for the same mushroom curry at the next meal too. The next morning, the king and his soldiers set off for their usual trip to the jungle. Everyone was excited because it was always fun to go on this trip. They had barely reached the jungle and started venturing deeper to where the horses would be when the king declared, "I'm hungry. Let us return to the palace for lunch." And it was only 10 a.m. in the morning. Everyone was surprised. Sudarshan, his nephew and chief soldier, mustered up the courage to ask, "Maharaj, are you sure you want to head back? We have only just started the expedition and you normally do not eat lunch till 1:30 p.m. King Prasenjit shot him an angry look. "Are you the king or am I the king? Do as I say and turn back. I am hungry." A king cannot stay hungry. The platoon returned to the palace. Queen Kalindi was surprised to see them back so early. "Is everything okay, dear? I hope you're feeling well," she inquired with a worried tone. "I'm just hungry. Please have the kitchen staff serve lunch swiftly," replied the king. King Prasenjit gobbled up his lunch. The king had a whole plate full of fluffy parathas with his favorite mushroom curry, some rice and dal, and gulab jamuns for dessert. After this hearty meal, he began to feel drowsy and went off for his afternoon nap. This continued in the days and weeks that followed. King Prasenjit began to love his food more and more each day, tucking heartily into each meal. Now, it wasn't just the mushroom curry he craved. He asked for all sorts of delicacies to be made every day and stuffed himself at every meal, falling asleep quickly. All this extra food and lack of exercise meant that the king began to put on weight. Extra layers began to appear around his tummy, below his chin, under his arms. But the king did not care. His love for food was growing day by day, leaps and bounds. Suddenly, it seemed that this was all he cared about. With each passing day, he spent more and more hours eating and napping. He hardly seemed to attend any matters of state or to spend time with Kalindi or Wazira. When his chief soldier would come in and ask him if he wanted to go out chasing horses or surveying the kingdom, he would refuse, saying, "Oh, it's my time for next meal. Let's go another time." The king had transformed into a person that his family and subjects could not recognize. Everyone was worried. One day, the king's chief minister came in and excitedly announced, "Maharaj, we are blessed. It is indeed a lucky day in our kingdom. The great teacher Gautam Buddha and his group of monks and followers are at the outskirts of our kingdom. He has agreed to hold a special sermon tomorrow for you and your family members, along with the ministers, courtiers and people of our kingdom." King Prasenjit and Queen Kalindi were delighted to hear this. The king immediately sent his regards to Buddha along with fruits and sweets for the monks. The next afternoon, almost everyone who mattered gathered around the peepal tree where Buddha sat sharing his wisdom. Everyone listened attentively because this really was a chance for their lifetime. Everyone, that is, except King Prasenjit. Before leaving the palace, in anticipation of a long afternoon, he had eaten a big lunch. He was stuffed, sitting there in the quiet atmosphere, listening to Buddha. He began to feel drowsy. He really did not want to miss the words of such a great man. In order to stay awake, he started to pinch himself. Buddha, who had his eyes on every single person in the congregation, noticed this. At the end of the discourse, when the king went forward to touch Buddha's feet and seek his blessings, Buddha asked, "Why are you so sleepy, Maharaj? Did you not sleep well at night?" An embarrassed King Prasenjit replied, "Oh wise man, I am so sorry. I had lunch before I came here and I always feel uncomfortable after a meal." Buddha replied, "Oh, that's an easy one. If you feel sleepy after a meal, it means you ate too much. A man who eats too much and sleeps too much will never be able to accomplish anything in his lifetime. You have to observe moderation and balance in your eating." He said, "Memorize these words." Before Buddha could utter the words, King Prasenjit lowered his head and sheepishly said, "Pardon me, O noble man. My memory is not as good as it used to be." Buddha replied, "That too is a result of overeating and oversleeping. Never mind. Your nephew Sudarshan will memorize the verse and recite it for you whenever needed." Sudarshan bent forward and Buddha whispered the verse to him in his ears. Both the king and Sudarshan touched Buddha's feet and then returned to the palace. Back at the palace, it was soon dinner time. The royal chef brought out the 12 different dishes that had been made specially for the king. King Prasenjit tugged into the food immediately. He took a short break to look up and ask for a second helping. When Sudarshan spoke up, repeating the words the Buddha had whispered to him, he said, "One who eats in moderation and stops before he is full enjoys good health, vitality and wisdom for all his days." Upon hearing these words from Sudarshan, King Prasenjit put the morsel of food he held in his hand back into the thali and declared, "Enough. I will not have any more." Queen Kalindi, Prince Vajira, and the king's helpers were all shocked. But this was not a one-time occurrence. At each meal, as soon as the king asked for a second helping or another course, Sudarshan would softly repeat the words, "One who eats in moderation and stops before he is full enjoys good health, vitality and wisdom for all his days." As soon as he would hear these words, King Prasenjit would instantly stop eating. As he started eating less, the extra layers around his tummy, chin and arms began to vanish. He also began to feel less drowsy after lunch and stopped sleeping in the daytime. One day, the unthinkable happened. King Prasenjit sat down to lunch. Guess what was on the menu? His favorite mushroom and onion curry. The chef had placed a massive bowl in front of the king with a mountain of puris. To his shock, King Prasenjit declared curry was delicious, ate two puris with the curry and then stopped. A delighted Sudarshan said, "Your Highness, today you didn't even need me to cite the verse. You stopped on your own. I'd better find other jobs for myself now." King replied, "Yes, my dear Sudarshan, the wise Buddha taught me a most valuable lesson." The next day, King Sudarshan and the hunting party were ready at daybreak. They spent a fabulous stay in the jungle, chasing wild horses and tending to injured deers and birds. They returned to the palace at dusk, tired but happy. Giving Princess Vajira a hug, the king said, "I had a wonderful time. We brought home nearly 50 wild horses and took care of almost 25 injured animals and birds." Hearing this, Queen Kalindi remarked, "Maharaj, I'm so happy that you're cheerful, considerate, and contented once again." Embracing his wife, the king declared, "You must thank Buddha, Kalindi. He showed me the path of moderation, the path which has given me back my greatest possession, health, my greatest acquisition, contentment, and its dearest relative, confidence. So hope, children, you enjoyed listening to this beautiful story from your favorite Amar Chitra Katha comics. Thank you, stay tuned, and goodbye.